from the Light 92 News Center. This is an information update.
It's 22 degrees in Brantford, 24 degrees in Hamilton, 22 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Strength in the basic materials sector helped Canada's main stock index finish over 130 points higher on Friday, while U.S. markets were down. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was up 134.74, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 220.43, the S&P 500 Index down 20.58, while the NASDAQ Composite was down 7.30 points. The Canadian dollar traded for 72.31 cents U.S., flat compared with Thursday. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his new industrial strategy will build an economy that's more resilient to global shocks. He says Canada can no longer rely on trade with the U.S. That's why he's announced a suite of new measures today to support sectors hardest hit by U.S. tariffs. This includes $5 billion for a new fund to help companies in all tariff-affected sectors. Carney also announced a $370 million biofuel production incentive meant to address what he calls competitiveness challenges as China imposes massive tariffs on Canadian canola seed. The government has also paused the electric vehicle mandate that was set to go into effect next year. Canada's economy lost 66,000 jobs in August as the unemployment rate rose to 7.1%. Statistics Canada says the vast majority of the job losses were in part-time work across several industries. Markets are now putting odds on an interest rate cut by the Bank of Canada later this month. A union representing more than 16,500 professional employees who work for the Ontario government has filed a dispute over the return to office policy announced by the Ford government last month. The union is claiming in its dispute that the government violated the collective agreement by not providing the required advance notice of its plan to effectively end remote and hybrid work. Ottawa's Gabriella Dabrowski and Erin Rutliff are U.S. Open women's doubles champions for the second time in 3 years. They were winners in two sets this afternoon, beating top-seeded American Taylor Townsend and Czechia's Katerina Siniaková. In men's tennis, Felix Auger-Aliassime aims for his first Grand Slam final tonight at the U.S. Open. The 25-year-old Montrealer faces top-ranked Yannick Sinner in the semifinals. Kevin Gausman gets the ball tonight as the Blue Jays and Yankees clash in a pivotal three-game series in New York. In CFL action, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Montreal Alouettes in Montreal tomorrow afternoon. A few clouds tonight and a low of 8. Cloudy tomorrow with clearing in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high will be 21. For Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of a shower and a high of 19. Right now it's 22 degrees in Brantford, 24 degrees in Hamilton. It's 22 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver.